mess this contract up, but do we need to move that to September in case there is ever a change? Because don't they have to have a lot of time to review and search that out with our history records and...
To get the best rate for the county, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for a new company or a current company to be able to do so, and then trying to do open enrollment, it does take a bit of time, yes.
But it's just from times past.
What Danny's asking is
should the renewal date
be in September, not October? So instead of having a year contract, a year renewal, he would want it as a 11-month renewal.
It would help.
But, and Ron?
Would we?
It doesn't matter, because we can always go back. I mean, if the intent is to ever change, which at this is the last year of the... for the automatic renewal without having to go through the process, right?
On which, sorry?
On the health and casualty property?
I'm not sure. That was a little taken out of my hands a little bit this last time when we had the previous HR director kind of took charge of that, so I had to pull the file and make sure. But I don't know if it has an automatic renewal in it, but it was just for 1 year.
Let's say... Just keep that in mind when you get ready to relook at it. But I know that there has been an issue in the past when the time frame reaches past the October, November date, then we have had a problem in the past of them receiving the history.
Yeah, getting it too late.
Getting it too late. I know 1 year we even had to get a 6-month extension on it. So...
I guess my question for you, Ron, is even if we do this from October to October, next year if there's a decision to change, we can start making that change in
September.
July.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For September. That's something we're covered anyways.
Yeah, yeah. 1 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. Plug in.
Right. That's
right.
What I'm saying, so we can... Do we want to, we have health on the agenda, do we want to vote to amend the agenda, or do we want to just put the property and casualty on next week? Does it matter? Because we've got till October 1st to do it anyways. So we just need to put the... property and casualty on next week's agenda. We'll do health today.
That's the way we'll have to do it, with the way it's agenda.
Unless we move to amend the agenda. Move to... approve the notice of renewal for memorialization of terms. I am between Aulis and Company, DBA Aulis Acres and Arney, and Taney County.
Second.
Did I specify for health insurance?
You didn't.
For health insurance.
And we have a second. All in favor?
But I got a question.
All right. Discussion.
Wasn't that... Company name is Allison Company now. Wasn't it, isn't our contract for Acres and Arney and Aulis?
Aulis, Acres, and Arney.
It was Aulis. Aulis was in there.
But I know that. What I'm saying is we're basically doing a renewal of a contract. The way this one reads is Aulis and Company, right?
Aulis and Company, DBA, Aulis Acres, and Arnie.
Okay, we're fine with it then. Okay, I'm fine with it as long as we don't have a contract with something separate from what it reads, because I've seen that that there are other on other documents, it's Allis and Company. And so I want to make sure that we're careful there, so.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I guess we'll recess till 10 o'clock and go into executive session. 610.021.3 personnel.